Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. Our next guests on today's show are here to preview the Taku Wind Spring Concert on Sunday, featuring Lord of the Rings-inspired music. We have Sarah McNair-Grove, who's the president of Juno Community Band. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And Todd Hunt, conductor of Taku Winds. Todd, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks.
All right. So, Sarah, correct me if I'm wrong, but Taku Winds is under the umbrella of Juno Community Bands?
That's correct. Sort of the Juno Community Bands is sort of the name of our organization, and we have several different musical ensembles, and Taku Winds is the wind ensemble.
All right. And tell us a little bit more about a couple of the other ones and what
Juno. The other one that's probably very well known is the Juno Volunteer Marching Band that comes out once a year for the 4th of July parades. That's also under Juno Community Bands.
And your president, are you also a participant, right?
Yes, I play clarinet.
Okay, so are you in Taku Winds as well?
I am,
right?
I am, yes. Working hard on a couple of exposed passages.
Todd Hunt, you're the conductor of Taku Winds. Tell us about the group.
All right, so the group we have this time is actually a little bigger than our normal setup. We're guessing about 40. We needed to count. I mean, that's one thing I always try to do before the radio interviews is to count the people, because that's a thing, you know, you all want to know. It's about 40 people. So it's ranges from, you know, piccolo to bass drum, you know, everything in between. So woodwinds, brass, and percussion, and our token string player. Actually, yeah, we have one bass.
All right. Yeah. So this concert is this Sunday at the Juno Arts and Culture Center at 3 p.m.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. And you're going to be playing tunes inspired by Lord of the Rings, not only the movies, but the symphony.
Yeah. So, right. The concert will start off with a suite from each of the three Lord of the Rings movies. And then the second half is a symphony inspired by the books, because it came it was from the late 80s. It was written in 87, 88, something like that. So predates the movies by a good bit. Wonderful piece of music that's very evocative and actually pairs well, I think, with the movie music, because it's got kind of the same sweep and epic kind of feel to it. And an interesting thing, the Anchorage Symphony just played this symphony this past weekend on Saturday. I wasn't able to make it up because I had rehearsals for the same piece. But interesting that an orchestra would do it. It's a band symphony. And so they did an arrangement for orchestra, which I just think is hysterical because they've got tons of music, but they chose that.
Speaking of the author, do you say Tolkien or Tolkien?
Oh, there's a good one. I say Tolkien.
Yeah, I think that's it.
I would not be a...
I think you're right. Sarah, thinking of this music, as a musician, how is that? Is it challenging? How would you describe it, maybe to a non-musician?
I think it's been really interesting to compare the two composers' opinions of the music, because you've got the movie music, and the movie music is really big and brash and bold. You know, you've got all those sort of fight scenes with the evil and good, you know, warring against each other.
Right.
And there's a lot of that in the movie music. And the symphony also has some of that, but it's also lighter. There's a little more with the elves in it, and there's a nice little piece about the hobbits that are hopping around. And so they're both very good. I mean, you could see the symphony as a movie music. It's really that evocative of the piece.
Yep.
You said you're practicing some exposed passages.
Yes, there are a couple.
Just very revealing parts that would accentuate a mistake, should you make
one? Yes. Particularly one is like comes in like the second measure of the piece, and there's maybe a string bass or something holding in the background, and I have this little thing that goes through there. Yes, so... Uh-oh, I shouldn't say that because now people are going to be listening.
That's right.
Where about do you sit in the arrangement?
Right up front.
Yes, in the front row.
What does this mean for you, Sarah, playing in this group? What's it like being there with your 40 fellow Taku Winds players?
It's a great way to get to know other people in the community that you wouldn't otherwise meet. We have professional people. We have retired people. We have music teachers. And this concert, I think, is really fun. Talked about it being a little bit bigger. Some of the Thunder Mountain High School band players got really excited about this music, and they wanted to play. So we have, 8 to 10 Thunder Mountain high school students playing with us, and they've really enhanced the group, so it's been fun.
Yeah.
What are your challenges coordinating 40 players?
So with the amount of music we've got here, which is about 70 minutes worth of music. So it's 10 or 15 minutes more than we kind of normally do in a concert. Plus with all of the people and with an abbreviated rehearsal schedule, because I've been in opera land for quite a while, that has been the big challenge, is putting this together in a fairly quick amount of time. And we've got no rehearsals. We had one last night. We have one tonight. We have one on Thursday and Friday and Saturday. So it's an intense week, and we don't normally do that. We tend to spread them out a lot more.
Okay. Yeah. And it's this Sunday, 3 p.m.
3 p.m. Costumes are encouraged.
Oh, wow.
And the band will be wearing costumes as well. I'm still picking mine out, so I'm not totally sure.
What
it's
going to
be.
Yeah.
It might be what's left. Right? If only there were, I don't know.
Sarah, have you figured out your costume yet?
I'm working on a costume.
Good.
Yeah. No, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, the audience is certainly welcome to come in costumes.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very family-friendly concert. So we look forward to it.
Is there a cost?
Yes, it's $20 for adults, $5 for students.
And where do those proceeds go?
They actually go to the band to help us cover the costs of hall rental, buying music. We are a volunteer group, so we all donate our times to play because we love doing it. So it really is just to cover the costs of putting on these fun concerts.
Okay. Lord of the Rings inspired music from the movies and the symphony this Sunday, 3 p.m. at the
Juno. Yeah, it's going to be very exciting with costumes.
Culture Center with costumes.
Yeah, bring your costumes.
3 p.m. Sunday.
Yeah. We should have a contest.
We could do that.
Well, thank you both for coming on the show. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, just come out Sunday afternoon. We'd love to see you.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, you too.
Bye.